Good morning, with team of Chayodim, Klaman Beis, Simon Yun Aleph. So the Chayodim spoke about this idea that you have a Sholem in order to, you should make the bracha on the Sholem on the one hand. The other hand, you want to minimize the interruption between the bracha and the eating. So you want to do part of the cutting of the loaf before you make the bracha, but you should only make sure that you only cut a small amount, not to the point that it gets a halachic status of a prusa, of not a sholem anymore, due to your cut. So Chayyadim continues and he says, "Afilo imavorech al prusa yasakein." This issue over here, that you have a large loaf, let's say, and you cut off, use some of it already the previous day, and now you have this piece of bread, large piece of bread left over. Person had used a large loaf of challah on Shabbos, and he has it left over in the week, and it's still in one big piece, and he's planning to sit down and eat some of it for one of his meals during the week. So he had this large loaf. So one logic says he should cut off the piece he's planning to use before he makes the bracha. He's not eating the whole loaf. Why should he wait till after the... We understand why he doesn't want to cut on Shabbos beforehand, or he has a sholem. But over here, it's not a sholem anyway. It's a prusa. So just let it be a smaller prusa. So cut off the piece that you want to eat, make the bracha and eat it. So what's the halacha in that situation? The feel imavork al prusa, even, he says, even a situation where you're cutting on this example that we're giving, yasakein, they should only cut partially beforehand, not totally. So we said before that there's a mila to a larger piece. So to go and minimize the size of the piece before the bracha, the chayyadim holds as inappropriate, even though it doesn't have the mila of sholem, it has the mila of a larger piece. And by you cutting it beforehand, you're taking away that mila. And that's going to override the concern about the extending the pause and between the bracha and the achilo. And Shabur does not disagree with the Chayyadim at this point, but he also doesn't bring this point. Not everybody agrees with this point. Then once it's a prusa ready, maybe it makes sense. To a larger piece, a smaller piece is not significant enough. V'achar abrocha yafrid mashachotach, k'dei shetichla abrocha b'oit shapas sholem. Going back to the case where the bread was sholem, you should only finish cutting it off or taking it apart after the brocha. The brocha is still set in a sholem, and you only then finish the process of taking it apart after the brocha. Ubishabis, so a person should make a cut beforehand. That should be, you should cut into the bread, not just the mark, but and during the weekdays. You want to maintain the mile of sholem, but you want to minimize interruption. You should cut into the bread, but not too far. What about on Shabbos? Shabbos pshita shetzarach lizoyer shlo yachtuch haprusa kadem shevorech. Doz lo yia lecha mishnah. Lechem Mishnah requires that the loaves have to be shlemim. So you do not want to cut in beforehand because of the concern that you would have a sholem. Now, the language of the Chayyadim sounds like you shouldn't cut off the prusa, which means you could still cut into the bread, but just not too far. So you just have to be careful, make sure that you don't cut it off. Why are we saying that on Shabbos is more pshita than during the weekdays? Because during the weekdays, sholem is a milo. It's not a ma'akev. On Shabbos, to fulfill the mitzvah lecha mishnah, you need to have shlemim. Now, if you don't have any lecha mishnah available, you don't have shlemim, you'll still eat. But that mitzvah of lecha mishnah, you won't fulfill. During the weekdays, it's just a question of a mila. And Shabbos, it's a question of a halachic requirement, which you will be mafsid by cutting into the bread. But the language of the Chayyadim sounds like you were still cut into the bread on Shabbos as well. However, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is that on Shabbos, because of this concern, you should not cut in, you should just make a mark. So on Shabbos, you don't cut, you just make a mark. The language of the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings this down in Hilchos Shabbos, is that those which are careful make a mark beforehand. And we said the purpose of the mark is to find the appropriate place to cut. That still applies on Shabbos as well. So the point is, you're going to make that spot. You're going. So I've seen somebody comment that they don't want to do this on Shabbos because they spend so much time looking for the mark afterwards that it's a hafzik. So that's incorrect, because the purpose of the mark isn't just, you know, to find some spot. It's to find the best spot. So that you're supposed to do, you have to do after the bracha anyway. Now, assuming that the bread is baked equally everywhere, the mark that you can do is not a problem if you do it enough that it's easily visible. These people are, I think, doing the first step incorrectly, and therefore they're saying they're getting frustrated in the second step. The mark, they're doing such a light mark that you can't find it afterwards. Well, that wasn't the idea. The idea was to make a mark which was visible enough that it would be easy to find afterwards. Obviously, the point being to be careful not to cut in so far that you're making an aprusa. That's going to be a very large cut. It's like we said before, that you would lose the loaf if you picked up one side, the smaller side. A person can cut in a quarter of an inch, a third of an inch, an eighth of an inch. It's going to be easily visible. You would not lose your status of sholem. So you have a clear marking that a person should do. A person wants to be medatic and do it properly. A person should do that on Shabbos, just like he does on the weekdays. Have a good day.